I'm Karen Hartglass, and this is It's All About Food. How are you today? I hope you're feeling well, and if you're not well, we have some good things to talk about today to give you a little more pep, a little more energy, a little more glow. And we are going to be talking with Karen Calabresi, who has a new book called Soak Your Nuts, Cleansing with Karen. And she is a successful entrepreneur and popular holistic health expert based in Chicago. She started on her journey of health after suffering from a host of allergies and ailments as a child. In her 20s, she turned to natural solutions to improve her health, gradually transitioning from vegetarian to vegan to a complete raw vegan diet. For the past 30 years, Karen has been committed to taking care of her body and helping others do the same. In addition to a raw diet, she believes in regular detoxification and has developed a program she teaches to hundreds of people a year in Chicago and is now available in her debut book, Soak Your Nuts, Cleansing with Karen. Karen's business also includes 3 vegan restaurants, a holistic wellness center, and a line of all-natural supplements, skincare, and makeup. Karen has enjoyed a huge success as a health expert in the local and national media, including 2 appearances on the Oprah Winfrey Show that featured age-defying women. Karen was awarded the first annual Raw and Living Foods Golden Branch Award in 2002 for introducing the idea of raw and living foods to the greatest number of people in the mainstream public. Wow, Karen, you are amazing.
It sounds like it when you say all of it.
It sure is amazing. Well, I love bios. And one of the reasons I love them is because we highlight the things that we like. And if ever anything has happened that we haven't liked, they don't exist anymore.
And so, that's a great way to look at it. Well, Karen, thank you so much for having me on the show today.
I'm excited to talk to you. But I read some of the beginning intro to your book, and there's a lot of positive motivational self-help stuff in here, and the reason why I mentioned that thing about the bio is because I love the rules for human beings that you listed in the beginning of your book, and the fact that there are no mistakes, only lessons, and the failed experiments are part of the process, and anyway, it's all good.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things, we have a detox class going on right now, and I only have 3 rules to follow, and 1, make yourself number 1, which is, amazingly, is very difficult for so many people.
It is.
Number 2, no judgment of your choices. And number 3, that everything is okay. And if you do make a mistake, you just kiss each shoulder and say, it's part of my process, and keep moving forward. And it's amazing, those 3 little rules, how far they can take you. I also recommend that you don't necessarily discuss all of your changes with people as you're in the process, because we all intuitively know what's right. And when you present people with something they know in their heart is right and they're not ready for it, they're going to attack you.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to, because I saw that in your book and really resonated with it. It's a strange thing that when we're trying to improve ourselves and do things that are good for ourselves, how people will react. And they kind of want to keep you down in a way because they feel better about themselves staying down.
I don't think it's a bunch of bad people out there. I just think that there's a negative gravitational pull to go in the other direction. And when you step outside of what everybody's doing, you make people uncomfortable. And if people are uncomfortable, they attack. You know, and I don't think it's bad people. People just react the only way. Well, they're asleep, basically.
Yep.
And, you know, nobody wants to wake up.
Yeah.
So they've made the choice.
It's really a great idea that when people are going through your process or any type of cleansing process, not really to talk about it until they start to see some of the benefits, and then their foundation is a lot stronger and they can speak from knowledge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because the words from other people, they're almost like slugs to your body. They just kind of hang on, and you can be so motivated and you can feel so great, and that slug will just start to pull you in. You know, the next thing you know, it's comfortable and easy to be like everybody else.
Okay, so I want to tell you that I live in New York, but I've been to Chicago many times, and I have been to your raw restaurant several times.
Oh, great.
Yes, and I've met you, but you don't have to remember me. That's okay.
I'm
sure you meet I'm sure you meet a lot of people. And I'm a Karen with a Y, too, but with a C, not a K.
Uh-huh.
And One of the things that's nice about your restaurant, and there are so many things, but one is I really appreciate that the decor is so lovely. And there are so many different vegetarian restaurants out there, and we deserve to have things that are upscale. We deserve to be in beautiful environments when we're eating.
You know, one of my whole point, because I'm 64 years old, so, and I've been doing this longer than a lot of people. I've been a vegan vegetarian about 42 years now. And one of the things that I felt where there was a need was to create a space where everybody felt comfortable. So, you know, we're kind of pigeonholed when you're a vegan. You know, we're all Birkenstocks, and not that there's a problem with Birkenstocks,
right.
And not that there's a problem with that, with the whole hippie type feeling to it, but it kind of turns some people off. And so my thought was to create spaces where everybody felt comfortable, where I'm not just preaching to the choir with the people who are already comfortable living this type of lifestyle. So thank you for recognizing that, because I've gone out of my way to make all of my restaurants pretty unique in the decor as well as the food.
I think art is really important in our lives, and I try to make whatever I can beautiful. And when I see things that are beautiful, I really appreciate them. So.
Yeah, and you know what? That's where food starts. And you're right. What you see, that starts the digestive juices going. If things are beautiful around you,
you want to eat them.
Really,
yeah. Okay, and I also like the fact that your Raw restaurant is so close to the Steppenwolf Theater.
Yes.
I don't know how many people that go to the theater frequent your restaurant, but it's a really lovely combination.
They come for the parking lot, right? They come for a quick, cheap place to put their cars because it's free, and they come in and they eat. And so who knows how many people that we get to turn on to trying something different just from being in this neighborhood also, in this, you know, because I am in an upscale neighborhood, the Raw restaurant. I have two other restaurants also cooked vegan, and they're in pretty upscale neighborhoods too.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows how many people, well, I do. Every time I'm in my cooked vegan restaurant on Green Street, you know, people say, well, we were just walking down the street and we just happened to come in. No, we're not vegans, but boy, this food is good.
Right. I love that.
Yeah, I don't want to preach to the choir. You know, I want to get the people who would never come to this whole way of thinking and living. And hopefully I think it's working. I mean, we literally have had, you said hundreds, but I got to brag a minute. We've had thousands and thousands of people go through my detox class, literally thousands. I get anywhere from 100 to 300 every other month in my classes.
Wow.
So,
well, that's good and maybe not so good, but you know, America is really in a difficult situation right now, and we are definitely having a health crisis, and so many people feel sick.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. And you're seeing a lot of them.
And you know what we see? We see young people getting the diseases that only old people used to get.
Yeah, how
that's
sad is
happened.
That?
I'll tell you, Karen, you know, I was at a funeral yesterday. Well, I had to go sit Shiva. My next door neighbor has cancer.
Mm-hmm.
A relative has cancer. Another dear friend has it. Everywhere I
it's
turn,
the common almost, cold today,
it's
cancer.
The plague. It's the plague of our time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I like to let people know that I don't believe this is a condition that we have to manifest. I mean, yes, we all have cancer cells in our bodies at different times, but how well do we create a fertile ground for it to metastasize? And this is where the problem is coming in. We are living in such an age of chemicalization. I mean, chemicals everywhere. And this is why I believe detoxification is so important, because even though I'm 99.9% raw, a vegan for 42 years, I don't drink, smoke, or do drugs. I, you know, no meat, fish, mm-hmm. or dairy. I clean out, I detox my body a minimum of 4 times a year, and people go, well, why, Karen? What are you doing? Well, you know what? I'm driving behind buses. I'm taking in chemicals. I'm getting my clothes dry cleaned. I'm taking in chemicals. I don't just eat in my restaurants. You know, I don't choose to live in a bubble. I want to be out and about in a part of the world. I go to black tie events. I go around. So because I'm going to be a part of this world, I need to clean out my body too, and I do it a minimum of 4 times a year. Even with my lifestyle.
Yeah, it's no diet is going to, number one, keep us from dying. Number one, our time's going to be up at some point. But even if we're on a really tremendously healthy diet, things can happen, and it's because we live in such a toxic environment. I know just outside my neighborhood, they've been redoing the pavement and the schoolyard, and what's been in the air has just been terrible, and I can't rinse my nose out enough. Mm-hmm. There's just so much stuff in the air.
And even without something so active as that going on, just day-to-day living.
Yeah.
You know, just day-to-day living. It's where, unless you're, in my opinion, unless you live in the rainforest on a mountaintop somewhere, you need to detox your body. You need to break down those layers of toxicity. We build up layer upon layer. You have a trillion cells, and you're building up toxicity around the cells, and it's that toxicity that we're holding that's feeding your cells. We like to think that we're living off of, you know, food, but in reality, we're living off of the gases from the liquids, which is why you're supposed to chew your food until it's a liquid, and it's those gases that are actually feeding us. So if you have a lot of toxicity gases in your body, this is what's feeding your cells and growing you old and making you sick and making you tired. You know, there's nothing about me. People like to feel that, you know, I'm a African-American woman, so we don't age at the same rate, but that's not true. We have hypertension, we have weight gain, we have diabetes, we age too. And my mother died at 48, my grandmother died at 50, and my great-grandmother died at 60, which is why I started doing all of this. So to me, I think if you live in this world, you need to clean out your body, and this is why I wrote the book, because, and why I gave it the name, too, because I wanted to reach a lot of people. I wanted people to smile. I wanted people to think it can be a fun journey. Yes, it's serious. Yes, it takes some motivation and some time, but where better to put your money and energy than in yourself?
That's right. Well, I want to say the last time I saw you was in 2007, and you were stunning. And so I can definitely verify. I mean, that wasn't that long ago. And so, you know, I know that I'm looking at a picture here, but you are a very beautiful woman, and you're in fabulous, fabulous shape. And so you definitely practice what you preach, and it shows.
Thank you. Well, I do, and you have to, you know, and this is the best way to do it, is by taking care of you, and then it kind of falls into place. People are attracted to what you're doing. It isn't about, you know, shoving something in somebody's face, going, here's some wheatgrass, drink it. It's about making it a daily practice of yours so that you emanate the light from God's pharmacy that you're putting in your body, you know, and people want to do it. People want to be a part of it. We all intuitively know what's right, Karen. We're born with the knowledge to take care of ourselves. We're animals. We're instinctual. It's just that living in the toxic world, you know, that we live in, we've forgotten and we've fallen asleep. And so what I find for myself and the thousands of people that do go through the classes or through the book or the DVD or however you're finding, or, you know something, Karen, it isn't just my detox. I think all detoxes work if they're, you know, healthy, if they're building up and tearing down at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I have all the answers. I believe the answer is to find a program that works for you to break down the toxicity that we're living with. But the results that I see from the people that take my classes, and we have doctors taking the classes, lawyers, nurses, school teachers, bricklayers, I mean, all professions, and everybody gets results. And the reason I believe that is because cause and effect. That's what rules the universe, cause and effect. And if you put enough of the right stuff in and get rid of enough of it, there's no way you can't heal and feel better. You get new cells every 7 years. You get new tissue every 3 months. This body is on an ongoing cycle of regeneration, only, though, if it gets oxygen, enzymes, and nutrients. And, you know, that's what I'm helping people to wake up to, that what you put in the most magnificent machine you'll ever be given is the most important choice and decision you'll make every moment of your life.
I think I'm going to start a little mantra here. Oxygen, enzyme, nutrients, oh my. Oxygen, enzymes, and nutrients, oh my.
You've got it. That's it. Do you know, when man was created, the oxygen levels were at 38% out there. And then after the Industrial Revolution, they were down to 22%. Well, we're living in the teens in terms of oxygen in our environment. All cancer cells, viruses, are all anaerobic. They can't live in an oxygenated environment. So we're not getting it in our air. We're not getting it in our food. And our bodies are literally starving.
That's a really good point, because I want to believe that nature got it right. And if we just live simply and naturally, we will do well, but I think we have to do a little more than just eating our salads, because our foods, the nutrition in our foods is depleted, the oxygen in the environment is depleted, and we have to concentrate and supercharge. And so some of the things that you recommend are a part of that, the green meal, smoothies.
So much of my program and my own lifestyle has greens in it. You know, the human condition, we're supposed to be taking in 60-70% chlorophyll a day, and, you know, how much are most people getting? Maybe a little piece of a salad once a day.
Right.
And so much of what we don't understand is we need chlorophyll. We need chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is like our blood. It's got the same molecular structure as our blood. There's one molecule is different, the iron and magnesium. I mean, and when you take in chlorophyll, you are literally absorbing the toxicity out and rebuilding the blood. So much of my program involves taking in all different forms of chlorophyll. And then when you're done with the detox, you find what's comfortable and you kind of stay with that. It's kind of like you go to boot camp for the body. And then when the 30 short days are up, and I like to stress it's 30 short days out of 365 days to kind of like reboot your life and your body.
Mm-hmm. And then, okay, so you have a month program. It's 28 days or 30 days four weeks long. Can you just quickly go through what happens in those 4 weeks?
Well, if you're in the book or taking the class or doing it from the DVD, a lot of it has to do with the insights that I'm giving you into your life. And it really makes sense. I mean, one of the main things we give up is all cow secretions, I call them. You know, other people call it dairy, but the reality is it's a cow secretion. And in my world, it's the single worst thing that human beings do on a continual basis.
Mine too. Amen.
Mm-hmm. It's the worst thing that we can do. And that's why I went from being a vegetarian to a vegan. Because I realized how negative it was. So we give up all cow secretions, and it's amazing how people automatically start to feel a change. And, yes, their noses start to run a little bit. You start to release the mucus and other things that you don't need any longer, you know, that you have way too much of. That's what people call a cold. But in my world, it's just your body getting rid of what it doesn't need, and you don't need a chemical to hold on to it. So we give up. And I offer, in my class, I offer an optimal and a conservative. And those who choose to go conservative give up all meat, fish, chicken, and dairy the first week. Those who are ready to go optimal, they give up cooked food and they go raw. So the first week you get to kind of ease into it in any way that it feels comfortable to you. And then I recommend certain herbs and vitamins, and we certainly start taking enzymes too, even those raw. Even though I'm raw, I do quite a few enzymes a day, plant-based enzymes. And we do other herbs and things like fenugreek seed to balance blood sugar levels so you stop craving sugar. And we do a drink called Rejuvelac, which I just put up on YouTube. You can go to my YouTube station and find out how to make a lot of these things that I'm talking about and are in the book. And Rejuvelac is not my creation. It was Dr. Ann Wigmore who started this whole living movement in our time. And it's a lactobacillus. It's living enzymes. It's a good bacteria, the lactobacillus, and it's B12. It's B vitamins. And we do different, two or three different forms of chlorophyll. And you go away and you come back. And you come back the next week and we take away some more and we add some more. And by the third week, so it's a gentle change. It isn't just all of a sudden you're eating steak one day and you're fasting the next. I don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
And by the third week, those who are ready, we do a little mini fast. And for some, it's a mini, and for others, they choose to take it longer. This really is about me giving you a large picture, and then you fit yourself in where it feels comfortable. Like I said, there's no right or wrong, or good or bad. It's just a chance to wake up and do things differently and put yourself in your own program. So by the third week, and then the fourth week we come back and we get guidelines, and it's amazing, Karen, the things that are reported back to me that people experience. People lose anywhere from 6 to 30 pounds. We have people go off blood pressure medication and cholesterol medication.
Yep.
We have people, I have one lady that was diabetic and wore a shunt for 20 years. She's down 85% in her insulin now. We had one woman actually go off her insulin. I could go on and on and on with the things that improve or change or heal. And it makes my reality even stronger that there's only one disease, a toxic body and poor no assimilation of nutrients to the cells. It doesn't matter what you call the challenge. It's just your body screaming at you, I'm not getting what I'm supposed to have, and I have too much of what I shouldn't have.
That's it. Too much of what you shouldn't have and not enough of what you need.
What you should.
Yeah.
And so your body, whatever your predisposed weakness is, that's where it's going to come out.
Mm.
So it's, and it turns out to be fun because, you know, I'm all about make it yours. I'm giving you a big picture, but you make it yours. I don't believe any of us can do charts or blueprints for someone else's life. I can't tell you you need 8 glasses of water a day, you need this, you need that. You know, I'm saying somewhere 60-70% chlorophyll, but I can't say that for sure. You know, we need to get closer in chlorophyll. But what I think my detox does is it helps wake you up, you become self-empowered, and you figure out a good program for you.
Now, this is a relatively gentle easing in, but has anyone had any profound problems from detoxing in this way?
Well, you know, many people run into cleansing symptoms, and generally you get weaker before you get stronger if you hit levels of dirt right away. So say if you have acne, you know, the first week or so, you may get, it may break out and be even worse before it gets better.
It's coming out.
I urge people with very strong challenges to ease in even softer. And we have a couple of integrative doctors on staff that we recommend people to, that they can work in conjunction with them if they are very strongly challenged. But we have people that do it on their own that are strongly challenged, too. It just, you know, it's so much of what's in your brain, what's making you comfortable. That's part of the healing, what you can accept and what you can do. I just urge people to get started with it in some way, shape, or form before something happens, because it's very difficult to jump on this bandwagon once you've been diagnosed.
Right. Well, what do I want to say there? I want to say that I have my own history and story. We all have unique experiences. I've been a vegan since 1988 and a vegetarian long before that, and I was on a very extreme health path, and I had been raw for a couple of years, and then I ended up with advanced ovarian cancer. And what I ended up doing, in addition to some conventional medical treatment, is I really upped the level of greens in my life. I was eating a lot of greens, but now I just really cram them. And and I'm here. You know, I'm 4 years cancer free, and the survival rates were really, really not very friendly. So, and I know that the things that I've done have made a difference. And so sometimes it doesn't prevent something from happening, but it certainly can help you get through it.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I'm certainly not disagreeing, but, you know, I have people come to me all the time. They say, well, Linda McCartney had cancer, and she was a vegetarian.
Dairy.
And what I'm saying is, just being a vegan or a vegetarian or a raw foodist, I don't think is enough. I think we have to actively clean out.
Absolutely.
3 or 4 times a year. I truly believe that we can prevent if we continually clean out, because, I mean, I've had different, you know, things in my body. I personally have not been to a doctor, but I don't recommend that for anyone else. But, you know, I had a huge thing in my throat. I have pictures of it. And I've had many challenges over the years and in my whole process of healing. But I truly, truly believe that it isn't enough just to be a vegan or a vegetarian or a raw foodist. I think we have to clean out. That's why I made that my first book. My message is you got to clean out what you can't control and what was there before you made the changes.
Very, very important.
It's still a part of who you are. You may have given up, you know, coffee or whatever, but what about all the years that your body became acidic from it before?
Yeah, absolutely. And the body has a really unique way of storing things. So it's good at storing nutrients, and that's beneficial, but it can also store
toxicity.
Yeah, and sometimes when we start eating, well, definitely when we start eating better and treating ourselves better, the toxins have to come out one way or another.
And to add to your own circumstances, though, in light of all of the knowledge and healing and cleansing, you know, we just never know the lessons we're given to see where we're supposed to go next, right?
Yeah, I know that this happened to me so that I could learn from it and help others.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really clear. So you mentioned the Rejuvelac, and there was a YouTube video to see how to make that work.
Yes.
Where do you find
right.
it?
Well, I recently, this is so funny, because I've been doing this longer than a lot of people out there, and I just got interested in the Internet. I guess in some ways I sure do show my age. You know, I'm 64.
Mm-hmm.
And we hired an IT guy to help me around here with updating my computer stuff, and when the book came out, after it was out, he said, Karen, let's do a Facebook page for your cleansing, for your detoxing community, so that they can talk to each other and we can put stuff up. And I go, yeah, sure, you know. Well, he put the page up, Karen. In 3 weeks, I had 11,000 hits on
Whoa.
It. I have become Miss Facebook, okay?
Yeah, good for you.
I understand now how beneficial it is. So once I saw that, I just built a kitchen here to teach food demos, and we're actually starting a school, Karen's Culinary Institute, we're trying to get it accredited to, and I built this kitchen, and so while we're waiting for everything to happen, I just started making little YouTube videos.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I did my almond pate and a pudding, and I did the Rejuvelac, and now I'm going through everything that's in the book that you have to make or blend or mix to help you out, and you can just go to a free YouTube video and look at it.
Well, that's great, because I've tried making Rejuvelac, and I have not been successful.
Well, you know, I think a lot has to do with, do you break the seeds up before you actually start to soak them to make them fermented?
The last time I tried was a while ago, and so frankly, I don't remember. It was,
oh, okay.
But maybe that's
well,
what I need to do.
You've got a step-by-step, and by the way, I have to say the lighting is terrible because we're still learning what we're doing, but there's a step-by-step on how to make it, and then something to do with it to make it a fun party drink when you're not detoxing.
Mm.
So I did a ginger Rejuvelac, and a mint Rejuvelac, and I did the original, and I think I'm going to throw a berry on there, too. I did a cacao pudding with a carrot pudding with avocados.
Yum.
I did a...
Yum,
all kinds of YouTube stuff up there, and my website has all kinds of stuff on it.
And
what
is that site?
My website is Karen, K-A-R-Y-N, raw.com, karenraw.com.
Okay.
And I think the Facebook page is cleansing Karen Calabrese Facebook cleansing. You can get to it from the website. I'm still learning all of this.
Well, it's a great opportunity to get this very important information out to so many people who definitely need it. So it's a good thing.
Thank you, Karen.
I think we're at the end of the program, and I've been having so much fun talking to you. So thank you so much, and I love everything that you're doing and sharing, and get the book, Soak Your Nuts, Cleansing with Karen. Love it. Secrets for Inner Healing and Outer Beauty.
Thank you, and I appreciate you having me on this show, and I just like to remind people that if you don't take care of your body, it's the most magnificent machine you'll ever be given. Where are you going to live?
Right. Okay. Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you, and I can't come in again soon, please.
Oh, I will.
I got all kinds of new stuff.
Okay. I'm coming soon.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm Karen Hartglass. You've been listening to It's All About Food, and please visit my website at responsibleeatingandliving.com. Lots of great recipes up there and all kinds of information. Have a delicious week. Bye-bye.